107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight were among the performers who entertained at a big early Juneteenth celebration at the White House tonight. Many VIPs, including federal and state lawmakers and President Biden, warning of current threats.
They're old ghosts. The new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote. Or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity. Attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
There's more work to do, says the president. Jurors return for more deliberations in the morning in the Hunter Biden federal gun trial in Wilmington, Delaware. The last big piece of wreckage from the bridge collapse removed. Baltimore Harbor is now fully open again. Gasoline prices have dropped an average of another 9 cents a gallon over the past week, says the Energy Department. This is ABC News. Filling up for a summer road trip just keeps getting cheaper and cheaper.
Week after week, gas prices have been coming down, now 17 cents cheaper than at this time last year, according to new data out from the Energy Department. The average price is now at $3.30 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's down 9 cents in just the past week. The Gulf Coast is back under $3 a gallon at $2.95 a gallon for regular unleaded. Prices have gone down as gas demand has declined and oil prices have been lower. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tens of millions of people across the West are bracing for record-breaking temperatures as a massive heat dome moves across the country. Forecasters say Northern California could get another stretch of triple-digit temps. Fire danger also starting to rise. Parts of the Bay Area and the Sacramento Valley are in the moderate risk zone for wildfire potential, partly due to higher than normal temperatures and low humidity. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30 to 40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have rehired Darvin Ham as an assistant coach. Doc Rivers making more staff changes. Ham was a Bucks assistant under Mike Budenholzer before being hired as head coach of the Lakers. He was fired last month after just two seasons in L.A. Last night in Boston, former Buck Drew Holiday leading the Celtics with 26 points. In a 105-98 win over the Mavericks, Holiday was with the Bucks when they won the title 3 years ago.
A different team, different setting, different year. Being on this team, the journey to the
this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game 3 is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12-under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks Pat Connington, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Currently 56
degrees. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be with us next time. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, and Jay, Matt, and Aaron and I kick off our statewide tour. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week here on the Tom Hartman Program. So glad to have you with us. And we got a lot to talk about. Had enough from Reagan's promise to Trump's MAGA chaos. Also, have the marketers of hate ruined America? I want to get into those two op-eds, one from Friday, one from today, in just a few minutes. Also, in the second hour of our program, Dr. David Himmelstein is going to drop by. How Medicare Advantage, shall we say, is ripping off taxpayers. It's getting worse every day. I mean, it's just, it's shocking, frankly. In the also in the second hour of our program, the DeSantis power grab is a complete doozy. And a far-right fossil fuel company allies are now pressuring the U.S. Supreme Court to shield companies, oil companies, in this unprecedented campaign. We will be hearing from the Supreme Court one of these days. But I got to tell you what this is and what to expect and how it's being gamed. It's incredible. In the third hour of our program, David Pepper is going to drop by, our friend out of Ohio. Another round from Ohio's horrible voting process, the long, brutal trail of voter suppression. And also MAGA diehards down in Georgia. They view themselves as the model for the country, and they're planning to steal an election no matter who wins. In fact, they're planning to claim fraud, voter fraud, no matter who wins, as a way of setting it up to make it increasingly difficult, mostly for black people to vote. I mean, most of the targeted voter suppression efforts in Georgia are specifically directed toward the two or three major black cities, you know, Atlanta, number one in that list. So anyhow, I'll tell you all about that in the third hour of the program. And but to start, and by the way, Friday I was gone. Thank you to Jefferson Smith for filling in for me. He always does a great job, and I got great feedback. And I was in New York debating a right-wing radio talk show host in front of an audience of right-wing talk show hosts by and large. It was the Talkers Convention. And it's just, you know, it's just sad that 20, 30 years ago, in response to the Powell memo, right-wing billionaires said, hey, let's build a media infrastructure for America. And they started doing that in the late 80s and kicked it off, really, with Rush Limbaugh. They flipped 54 stations right-wing for him. In fact, the guy who's the manager of our program, Ron Hartenbaum, was peripherally involved in that. Not that he was a big Limbaugh fan, but you know, he's in the business. A lot of people in the business were, you know, were on the around that, and liberal billionaires never got the message. So there's 1,500 right-wing radio stations in the country. There's hundreds of right-wing talk show hosts, most of them local, and you know, progressive talk radio continues to you know, the stations that exist are doing fine. You know, they're selling advertising and making money, but you know, it takes takes a few million bucks to buy a radio station. I mean, it's that simple. And for most billionaires, a few million bucks is chump change. But apparently on the Democratic side, nobody wants to talk about it, which is just depressing. Anyhow, so I had a weird weekend, shall we say, flying to New York and doing that debate. But I'm back. So the op-ed that I published this morning, it's titled over at HartmanReport.com, is titled, Had Enough? From Reagan's Promise to Trump's MAGA Chaos. And, you know, Donald Trump tells us that we're experiencing American carnage, right? This is his theme that, you know, and his solution for it is to put 11 million immigrants into concentration camps, to put into prison prosecutors, judges, Democrats and reporters, maybe even jurors, he says, has criticized him, to replace the FBI and our court system with the Proud Boys. 70 million Americans and, you know, that whole right-wing ecosystem I was just talking about agree with him. And so how did we get here? Well, you know, the 70s were really a pivotal decade, not just because it was the end of the war in Vietnam, the resignation of Nixon, the death of the hippie movement, and SDS. Most consequentially, the 70s were when the modern-day Republican Party was birthed. And in large part, that came out of that Powell memo I mentioned just a moment ago. That, you know, created the right-wing ecosystem, you know, the media ecosystem, as well as the think tank ecosystem, you know, the Heritage Foundation and the American Enterprise Institute. And just this whole, I mean, there's literally hundreds of them. Every state has a major one. And they're, you know, funded by these right-wing billionaires, many of them billionaires who made their money in the fossil fuel industry, which is why, you know, the whole idea of climate change is still anathema to Republicans. But in 1981, when we turned this country over to Ronald Reagan, we had had 40 years of peace and prosperity, or almost 40 years, and it had been a spectacular time. Both Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and Dwight Eisenhower, two Democrats and a Republican, built modern state-of-the-art public labs, schools, public hospitals across the nation, nearly free college, trade school, research support, enforcement of antitrust laws so that you had small businesses. Back before Reagan, if you went and visited your local mall, 8 out of 10 of the stores there were locally owned stores. If you walked through your downtown area, most of your businesses were locally owned. You know, now none of that is the case because of Reaganism, because, you know, Reagan's embrace of neoliberalism, and it's all gone. I mean, when Reagan came into office, 2/3 of us were in the middle class. Now it's 47% of us. I mean, you know, so let's just say clearly what the Republicans tried, you know, how they lied to us and what the consequences were. They told us that if we just cut the top income tax rate down to 27%, that they would unleash the job creators. Well, no, what it did was it transferred $51 trillion from you and me into the money bins of the top 1%. Republicans told us if we just deregulated guns and let anybody own any gun they want and carry it anywhere they want, it would make America so much safer. And instead, we have school shootings and the number one cause of death among children in America, and only in America, of all other countries in the world, is bullets tearing their bodies apart. Republicans told us if we just ended sex ed in our schools and outlawed abortion, we'd go back to those happy good old days when every child was wanted and every marriage was perfect. Instead, we've ended up with epidemics of sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, and now in state after state, a return to back alley abortions. Republicans told us if we just killed off civics and history classes in our schools, we'd liberate our young people to focus on science and math. Now we've got two generations who can't tell you what the three branches of government are or what general welfare means in the preamble to the Constitution. And forget about trying to explain to them the difference between Hitler's fascism and, for example, Stalin's communism or for that matter, the American form of government. Republicans told us that if we cut state and federal aid to higher education, which in 1980 paid 80% of the cost of education, your tuition only paid 20%, which is why, you know, average working class people, my mom, paid her way through Michigan State University as a lifeguard up in Charlevoix, Michigan in the summers. She made enough money as a lifeguard to pay her entire tuition for the rest of the year to MSU, from which she graduated magna cum laude. You can't do that now. Why? Because of Reaganism. Reagan just destroyed that stuff. Republicans told us that if we stopped enforcing anti-monopoly and antitrust laws, that companies would get more efficient. Well, they got more efficient for sure, at screwing us. I mean, you know, we've got this greedflation problem now. They told us if we just let corporations pay their senior executives with stock, that they'd work in the best interests of the companies. Well, no, now they've got the companies working in the best interests of the CEOs, doing stock buybacks so that billions of dollars every month flows into the money bins of the CEOs. Republicans told us if we just let a handful of individual companies and billionaires buy most of our media, 1,000 flowers would bloom. Not so much. I mean, you know what's going on with that. They told us if we turned our healthcare decisions over to insurance company executives instead of doctors with pre-approval processes, that it would save money and increase efficiency. And instead, we got 500,000 medical bankruptcies in the United States last year. They said if we just got rid of our unions, the bosses of our companies would treat us better. Right, we saw how that worked out. They said if we just went with free trade, everything would be wonderful. No, it lost 60,000 factories. They told us global warming was a hoax, and now people are dying every week from weather-related events. And then, of course, the biggest GOP lie of them all, money is the same thing as free speech, and corporations are persons. I mean, so, and now we've got Trump saying, well, let's take the next big step, the next logical end of Reaganism, and just end democracy. And that's where we are now. It's time for us to, you know, for America to say, you know, we've had 43 years of the full Republican experience. We've had it, we get it, and we don't want it anymore. It's time to return to what worked, to what Franklin Roosevelt did and showed us how to do, and started the process. And not just Franklin, but Dwight Eisenhower as well. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That's titled Had Enough from Reagan's Promise to Trump's MAGA Chaos over at HartmanReport.com if you want to copy it or use it or whatever. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, And without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our freshwater. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry in Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy, my dogs, because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness, and a flavor and a texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other so-called fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for it to thaw and store it in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Back 22 minutes past the hour, and let's see. Oh, we've got a. I wanted to share my other Hartman report here with you. This was have the marketers of hate ruined America? You know, we've got this politically cancerous pattern of using racism for political gain and for financial profit, and you know, it goes back to the early days of our republic. Right now, there's a lawsuit at a General Mills plant in Georgia, where black workers are saying that there's a good old boys club using Confederate symbols to openly intimidate, you know, black people. The producer of The Apprentice show, now that his NDA has expired, is talking about Trump casually using the N-word. The GOP and the right-wing hate media have turned racism into both a political weapon and a machine to generate billions in annual profits from the so-called school choice movement, which started after the Brown v. Board decision in 54, racial and anti-immigrant hatred, Donald Trump coming down the escalator and saying, you know, Mexicans are rapists and murderers, the MAGA movement, they all have the same roots. You know, as mentioned, it started in 54 with, you know, Brown v. Board, and then we got oil baron Fred Koch just pouring money into the John Birch Society to put up billboards all around the country that said impeach Earl Warren. Well, why? Because Earl Warren wrote the unanimous decision, Brown v. Board, which overturned Plessy versus Ferguson from 1898. And then they needed to go beyond just the racists. They realized they couldn't win elections just with racists. There's a lot of them in America, but not enough. And so Jerry Falwell and Ralph Reed and Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. Reagan had signed the most liberal pro-abortion rights bill in the history of America as governor of California. George Herbert Walker Bush and his wife were huge, outspoken fundraising advocates for Planned Parenthood. And the Southern Baptist movement had been pro-choice right up until 1978. But in 1980, they said, hey, let's all embrace the anti-abortion movement. Let's put women back in their place. This women's movement has gone way too far. Let's get control of women again and combine racism with misogyny. And that will help us, and religion, of course. And that will get us all these people in the churches voting Republican. And it worked. And now we see that you combine that with the right-wing media. I mean, you got Rupert Murdoch, Ronald Reagan in 1985 fast-tracked Murdoch's citizenship so that he could buy American television stations. And then he rolled out Fox so-called News. And here we are. They've spent hundreds of millions of dollars in fines for lying to people, but they continue to do it on an ongoing basis. And on top of that, every household in America that's got cable TV or its equivalent. I mean, you use Sling or you use Hulu to get, your MSNBC or CNN or whatever. Even if you never watch Fox once, you're paying $2 a month that goes directly into the Murdoch family, coffers or into Fox News. So, now we've got movements to change this, but it's a challenge. It's a big challenge. And I think that is something, this growing movement that we need to be paying attention to. The nofoxfee.com movement is frankly important. It's vitally important. And increasingly people are like essentially lobbying, calling up their television providers and saying, I don't want Fox and I don't want to be paying $2 a month for Fox. That's where they make most of their money. It's not on advertising. It's why they can have hosts go on the air and say racist things and they lose their advertisers and they just don't care. So anyway, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Daryl in Washington, D.C. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
My God pleasure. Bless all you do. You're a personal hero of mine.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I wanted your take on the very dark elections yesterday in Europe. But before I get to that, I hadn't called since the last election. It's been a while. And, you know, I voted for Biden. I will always vote for Biden, of course. There's no really alternative. But Garland and Ray, not, you know, rounding, and I'm not just talking about Trump here, and I'm not just talking about Taylor Greene. I'm talking about the Michael Yees of the world you just mentioned. I'm talking about Grassley that was involved in this coup plot. By not doing anything, they did terrible damage to this country, in my opinion.
Right.
Now, I just want to know, is there any rational explanation why more aggressive action was not taken?
Well, and also a number of them were begging Trump for pardons. They knew that they had committed crimes.
Yep.
And I don't know what's going on with Merrick Garland, and I don't think anybody does. I do know that there were a lot of Trump holdovers in the Justice Department, and many of them are still there in senior levels of the Justice Department. And that probably slowed down. I mean, that may account for the two-year delay in doing anything. But why they haven't gone after any of the members of Congress? I mean, Barry Loudermilk, who was giving people tours, showing them the security weaknesses of the Capitol building, and, you know, you can break in here kind of thing. And he's now in charge of the committee that's got oversight over, you know, whether or not there's going to be an investigation into that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, it's like the cover-up is just insane. They just put Scott Perry and, who's the other guy? Two of the guys who are really on the inside, you know, on the January 6th attack. They just put two of them on the intelligence
crazy
committee.
The crazy doctor from Texas, I think.
Yeah. Ronnie, what's his name?
Gibson.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are, if Putin wants to know what's going on, he's now got a direct line, because they'll tell Trump everything that's going on in that committee, and Trump will tell Putin. I just don't know why we're not holding our elected officials to account. I mean, maybe he thinks he's respecting, he being Merrick Garland, maybe he thinks he's respecting separation of powers, you know, that the executive branch shouldn't investigate the legislative branch or something. I know that he does have a problem with the speech and debate clause. The Constitution says that when Congress is in session, members cannot be held to account for anything they say or do on the floor of the House. But I think this goes way beyond that. I there has to be a criminal exception to the speech and debate clause. So, no, I don't have a good answer for you, Daryl. I'm sorry. So,
any thoughts on the elections? That was pretty dark, and I don't think that's a really good omen for us, to be honest.
Yeah, for the upcoming election?
No, I'm talking about the European elections.
The European elections. Yeah, I think it's important to keep in mind. I mean, there's all this kind of hand-wringing and rhetoric about everybody's swinging to the right in Europe. And when you get more granular and look at what's really driving that, there's only one issue that is driving that, and that's immigration.
Immigration.
Yep. It's white Europeans are not happy about brown and black people coming into their countries, and Muslims.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Putin created the refugee crisis in Syria, created Brexit, and then he funds the opposition fascists.
Yep.
And then the people are dumb enough to vote for the fascists. I mean, Putin has weaponized democracy. He's exploited it. He knows how to exploit it.
You're right.
And let's be honest, the masses are falling for it. I mean, I don't understand.
Here, too.
It's really frustrating.
Here, too. And Xi is now doing it. You know, China is now doing this across social media, you know, in America right now in English. I wrote an op-ed about that last week. And Putin, of course, has been doing it since 2016 that we know of for sure, you know, with the Internet Research Agency and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's, you know, we've got a big job ahead of us, Daryl. A lot of work, a big lift.
We do. Well, thank you so much for all you do, Tom.
Sure.
I mean that very sincerely.
Well, thank you for the call, Daryl. Good, nice talking with you. Cassie in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Cassie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Actually, I live in Brevard County, Florida.
Okay.
And
I'll change that.
My ears perked up last Wednesday when a caller named Bob called in from Brevard County and said that he had gotten no response. He'd tried to volunteer with the Brevard Democratic Party, and there was just crickets chirping. Mm-hmm. I wanted to set the record straight. That is not true. We have a very active Democratic Party here. Mm. I am one of the district organizers in the party. We do door knocking events. We support our local, state, and federal Democratic candidates. So if Bob is listening, please go to brevarddems.org. Or you can call the office. It's manned from like 10 to 2, yeah. Monday through Friday.
I wonder why he would say that.
I don't know. I really have no idea.
I know that we get Republican plants who call the program, and you can usually tell because they start out by saying, you know, I love your show, and I've been a liberal all my life, but, and then, you know, come to the Republican talking points. You know, maybe it was an effort to discourage people from contacting Democrats.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, and sometimes we let, you know, things, we're volunteers, things slip through the cracks. But sure. I wanted to give a little bit of a bright light on what's going on in Florida. We are in a very, very red county, but we do have one of the strongest Democratic parties in the state. Mm-hmm. And just one other real quick thing I'd like to bring to people's attention, especially Floridians. We have a something we're trying to get on the ballot in 2026. It's called the Florida Right to Clean Water. It's a petition. We need about 1 million of them by early 2026. And what it's proposing is an amendment to our state constitution saying that all Floridians have a fundamental right to clean and healthy water. Mm. I know it will get the votes if we can get it on the ballot. So if anybody's interested in getting involved with that or just wants to download and sign the petition, it's FloridaRightToCleanWater.org.
Okay, great. Cassie, thank you for setting the record straight, and thanks for that link. I appreciate it. Tom in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, always good to talk to you. You're like the new Minister of Truth. But,
you know, the Minister of Truth wasn't the Minister of Truth, if you read Orwell.
I know. Yeah. But I wanted to say that Salem Media last week just pulled 2,000 mules, made massive apologies.
They were being sued. They were being sued.
Right. They had to pay money. I mean, the Atlanta PD got on them. Everything in that film was false. You can't even buy a copy of the book or the DVD now. So that's a plus.
Although it's already done its damage. Millions of Republicans have seen it. They believe it. And now that it's gone, they probably don't even know. I mean, it vanishing made virtually no news coverage outside of, you know, a few mentions in progressive press.
Yeah, I saw that. And that is terrible.
Yep.
What's even worse is how they're going to have 100,000, 50,000 poll watchers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be ugly this fall. It's going to be very ugly. And, you know, we're going to have, David is, David Pepper is going to be on the program either in 1 or 2 hours. I think he's our third hour guest. What they're up to in Ohio now is just awful. And, I mean, this is what Republicans do when they take over states. They're doing it in Georgia, too. I'll be telling that story myself. So, Tom, thank you for the call, and thanks for bringing that up. That was a story that needed a little higher profile that I failed to give it, and I appreciate your call. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, in recent callers, they've talked about what Republicans have done in the past 40 to 50 years, and basically it seems to me they've tested the theory that if a human can act on their basest thoughts and never be brought to face any consequences, they'll happily do so, even in times that are not in danger, where they're not in danger. And that's why humans congregated in the first place with others that they might not be able to trust and developed a system of rules and justice to deal with those who cannot or will not follow rules. They've gotten away with it. Are we going to let them continue? We have to find some way to point this out and get them to realize if you're a human and you believe that people should follow rules, then you're not a Republican.
Yeah.
Period.
There you go. Yeah, it's really tragic that they're they're coalescing behind a a twice adjudicated rapist, a convicted fraudster, a guy who stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from children's cancer charities and raised money for veterans and then kept it himself. And I mean, it just goes on and on. The Donald Trump is just such a stain on America. Yeah. It's just breathtaking. Just breathtaking.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it really is. Sandra, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And spot on. And you know, perfect apropos of Friday's op-ed over at HartmanReport.com, the one before this one. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for the next level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It has not only 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win every day, each day, every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. For a limited time, you can save 20% on that 90-day bottle of Just Thrive and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. And welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour, and picking up your calls here, Rebecca in Los Angeles. Hey, Rebecca, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great to hear what you're talking about today, because it's related. Love your show.
Thank you.
I've been a teacher for 20 years, so I really appreciate the informed stuff that you give us. Wanted to let you know, and your readers, so bear with me while I just kind of blab for about 30 seconds straight. There was a report that was put out by FakeReporter.net June 5th that uncovered essentially this pro-Israeli influence network. It's found that it was backed by the Israeli government, but essentially it uncovered hundreds of fake profiles on X, Facebook, and Instagram that promoted pro-Israeli content online, and it primarily targeted American politicians, especially black members of the United States Senate and House of Representatives. Common topics that they focused on were the negative content towards UNRWA employees being involved in October 7th,
right.
Rape and sexual allegations and assaults of Hamas, and the regarding Jewish students asserting that the campuses have become dangerous for them. So you have accounts of students saying it's not safe for me on campus that are fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a huge, you know, report, but also, you know, linking in the OpenAI and Meta kind of trying to so-called crack down on covert influence operations. And this one was, you know, linked to a for-profit organization in Israel based out of Tel Aviv called STOIC, S-T-O-I-C. And this just dropped June 5th. They reported on it in NBC, NYT,
I believe
Politico. Oh, wow. So I just wanted to, you know, make sure you shared it with your readers, but also the larger conversation I would hope, you know, one day that you would spend time talking about. You know, I work with young people 16 through 25 as a teacher for the last over 10, 12 years. And what I've just been increasingly seeing, you know, I'm 43. I'm from before the internet, but I'm very active in, you know, like Instagram and all of that online. And what I've been seeing is that, you know, if you get your news online versus getting from networks like CNN, Fox, NBC, you know, younger folks, they're following people on the ground, random civilians.
And it's being much more toxic. No, I get it, Rebecca, and I get it that Israel, or at least people within Israel or organizations within Israel, and including those aligned with them, you know, like AIPAC, who just spent millions of dollars to take down a bunch of progressive Democrats in the primaries because they wanted to cut off funding for Israel. You know, are running influence campaigns in the United States. So does Russia, so does China, so does Iran. And apparently North Korea wants to get in on the game. All of this was legalized by the Supreme Court in 2010 when Clarence Thomas was the tie-breaking vote in Citizens United. And we just need to repeal that. We need to reverse that. Rebecca, thank you for the call. Jamal in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jamal, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Thomas. Jamai.
Oh, Jamai. I'm sorry. I see.
Nice to talk with you. I wanted to comment on of what you were talking at early in the show about why the DOJ doesn't seem to be going after any of the Republicans that had to deal with the plot. I think it has made a big thing to do with the fact that Christopher Wray is still the FBI director.
Yeah, and he's a Republican. And in all probability, Merrick Garland is a lifetime Republican, too, although he's never declared a preference. But, you know, he was a Republican-appointed judge to begin with. And it was Orrin Hatch who told Obama to put him on the bench.
We needed a warrior spirit to be an attorney general for Trump, too. But I think
we need Sheldon Whitehouse to be attorney general, in my opinion.
Exactly. Somebody, you know, who does not care.
Or Adam Schiff.
What the Republicans are going to say, because no matter what they do, they're going to go after them. It doesn't matter if they do nothing or not. But I think with Christopher Wray, the culture of the FBI, for one, Trump had a private meeting with him before he hired him.
Yep.
And he's still a Republican, and the culture of the FBI, I think there's still just a lot of holdovers that's not giving the DOJ the evidence they need.
This is true right across the board with law enforcement, is that, you know, you get all of these basically, you know, right-wingers who are attracted to law enforcement because it's an authoritarian subculture. And
and just the history of the FBI, the conspiracies and going after people, it's just like the history of the police. It's something that needs to be reformed, or they need a good leader in there. I think I called before, and I would recommend Val Demings.
Val Demings would be great. Yeah, well, she's a former prosecutor, too, isn't she?
Yes. You know, she has experience with law enforcement, with social services.
Yeah, she was a former cop, too.
And she's not scared. She's not a scary person. You know, she'll go after that. I think Christopher Wray is a scary person. And he disqualified himself on January 6th by not taking the full authority to say we didn't do enough.
I think Garland, you know, in the last year, I've been actually impressed with Garland. You know, I was very disappointed in his first 2+ years because, you know, it didn't appear to be doing anything. I realized there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. He was gathering a lot of information. Quack, quack, quack. But 2 years, really? But it'll be interesting to see if Biden wins re-election, you know, please God, does he replace the attorney general? That's not an uncommon thing.
A lot of them step down within the next term. I really hope he does. He's not as selfish as a person to see the most of the country, it doesn't matter who you are, is not happy with the results that they're getting from the DOJ. You see them going after, like, the big corporations and stuff, but
which is a great start. I'm also concerned that by that time the statute of limitations on these members of Congress will have run out. So anyhow, Jamai, thank you so much for the call. It's great to hear from you, and I look forward to future conversations. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of the this break, Dr. David Himmelstein will be with us about the new Medicare Advantage ripoff. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK. Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, we check in with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser up in Lincoln County, and Sherita Booker has our most popular social media posts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.